interested in it. If you want to look, if you, I can go through the green areas if you'd like to. Department of Education's flex benefits, textbooks, formula, teacher pay raise, support personnel, school activities, reconciliation. Higher Regents is $7.5 million for concurrent enrollment. Department of Career and Technology is the teacher pay raise, so the 12.2 million. Department of Libraries is matching funds for federal grant, $55,000. OMES is pay for success. Female incarcerated deal up in Tulsa, I believe, that's $500,000. Governor transition supplemental $30,000 for just some expenses during transition, I assume. Native American Cultural Center moving $5.9 million from OMES. Legislative Service Bureau is the performance audits we've already talked about. Department of Transportation's debt service, $7 million. Oklahoma Healthcare Authority is operations at $3 million. GME that we already talked about of the $110 million with the losing the federal money on that. Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Service, $4 million for needs assessment, $1 million for treatment courts, $2 million for provider rates. DHS, foster care restoration slash increase, $4.6 million. 5-7% provider rate increases, which amounts to $17 million. The child welfare specialist salary increase to meet that final goal on the pinnacle plan. In addition to the pay raise, state employees got another $960,000 there. Waiting list, $2 million. Office of Juvenile Affairs, we had to give another $80,000 because they do have an education component. DRS, same issue. They run the School for the Blind, School for the Deaf, $548,000. Department of Ag is $400,000 for rural firefighters and $100,000 for Made in Oklahoma. Department of Commerce is ACES. That's the aeronautical. What's the ACES stand for? It's aeronautics. It's encouraging field of aeronautics. Know that Senator Rossino has been working on that on our side. $445,000, Rural Economic Development, $55,000, Historic Society was a base adjustment. I guess that last year was inadvertent is the way it looks on this sheet. I'll get you clarification on that, though. Department of Corrections, SARE, has an additional payment of $5.5 million. The SARE facility, as you know, we leased and all that. Annualized supplemental, 8.7, so that is built into there, Barbara, the on the DOC, okay. The supplemental of 8.7. Teacher,
8.7 on the DOC, that's in the...
Yeah, it's the SARE facility is $5.5 million, and the annualized supplemental is $8,750,000. Teacher pay raise of right under $900,000. The offender management system, $4.8 million, which I talked about earlier. Increased per diem at the Lawton private prison facility of $3.02 to make them on par with the other per diems. It's $2.8 million. DPS, teacher walkout costs, so when DPS had to patrol here, another right under $400,000. District Attorney's Council, another $1 million for operations. Indigent Defense, $1.1 million. Court of Criminal Appeals, operations, $306,000. Restore the special session cut to criminal appeals, $23,912. ABLE, licenses, $500,000. Pardon and Parole Board, the Criminal Justice Reform, just another $111,000 there for that. And REAP, $1 million.
Can you go over